Welcome to the Security in 5 podcast. I'm Drew, the Binary Blogger. This is a short program that brings you security news, tips, advice, and opinions in the area of information, IT, and general security in about 5 minutes. Quick to listen to, easy to understand. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. This is Security in 5. Thanks for listening. Episode 379 of Security in 5, and today might fall under a tools, tips, and tricks episode, but it's more of a general, just a security awareness and best practice episode that I want to talk about. So during this holiday season, online retail Cyber Monday being today when I record this episode, of course Black Friday a couple weeks ago, or last week I guess. Anyway, the online shopping activity, online purchasing is increasing and becoming more and more so, and some people never even step foot in a physical store anymore. They do everything online. But here's a practice that I would highly recommend that you start doing if you're listening to this. First, keep a list or keep track of what retail sites or any type of purchasing sites that you're doing during this holiday season. Keep that list on the side. And then second, go through, if you're using a password vault, you can do this very easily or a lot easier. But if not, I would highly recommend that at the end of this year, as your New Year's resolution, sometime in December or January, go through and reset all of your passwords for all of your online accounts that you can. It's a pain in the butt, but it's a good practice, because ask yourself this question: when's the last time you went in and reset your password without being told so? How many social websites, social networking websites, financial account websites have you used the same password for a year or more? My guess would be that it's several years. And the longer a password leaves hanging out there, the higher risk it is of being compromised or a breach that may have occurred 6, 8, 12 months ago, that account is left exposed. So I said keep a list of the retail purchases, retail online sites that you're doing purchases on for this particular season, because you should do those first. Anything where you have high activity, obviously those are going to be high targets for breaches, for leaks, for mistakes, for point of sale malware infections, and then we may not know about a breach until several months down the line, and by then it's too late. So just as a good practice in December or early January, go through and reset all of your passwords. Because if a website that you used for a retail purchase, an online retail purchase, has been compromised publicly, we may not know about it for 3, 4, 5 months. Odds are very low that we're going to know about it right away unless it becomes public through the attackers themselves. So that means that it's going to be hanging out there, and of course they want to keep it secret as long as possible. So at the end of the season, reset your passwords, because if it is breached and you change your passwords, now that account has become less likely to be compromised because you've changed the key of what was breached. And when you go through the reset exercise, make sure that you're not using the same password on multiple sites. And again, through a password vault, a good password vault can give you warnings or reports that you are using a password on the same site or on multiple sites, which is a bad practice, because if one site is breached, all of those sites that you use that password has also been breached indirectly. But it's a good practice. And at the end of the year, I would go through that exercise. It's a good practice to do. Every year you should be resetting your passwords. You should be resetting your passwords on a more frequent basis until these breaches and data leaks get under control. By changing your passwords, changing your security settings on your accounts makes it a moving target. And if you don't necessarily, like I've said before, you don't necessarily have to be the most secure individual on the planet. You just have to be more secure than the other guy. And bots and automatic scripts and hackers and cyber criminals out there, if they run into an obstacle with you, there are 10 times just as many who didn't do what you did, and they're going to move on. They're going to go to the easy targets as fast as they can, and the best thing that you can do is be a moving target and be a little bit more complicated than everyone else, and that's how you keep your sites more secure. Not everything is breach proof. Not everything is hack proof. It's not a matter of if, but when. Everybody's going to be hit by some type of a leak here in the near future. It's just statistics and just how things work. So the best thing you can do is have the best security practices possible. End of this year, reset all your passwords for all your online accounts. Security in 5, beware. be safe. Thanks for listening. This concludes another episode of Security in 5. You can find me across the internet under the persona Binary Blogger. Head over to binaryblogger.com to link up with me on whatever social network you prefer. I love feedback and conversations, and if you have a question, comment, or correction on a past episode, drop me a line and I will respond. To get additional information, sign up for my monthly newsletter, and remember, the more aware you are, the more secure you can be. Thanks for listening.